No opening statements, so free to take your questions in the back.
Yes, Joe, just about this 5-11 season, how do you hold yourself responsible or accountable for what's happened here?
Well, let me answer that two ways because they're two different words, Mike. Responsibility-wise, everything, you know, being in the position that I'm in, that's sort of how I look at it. I would say there's one thing that I feel, you know, a characteristic that kind of seeped into our building a little bit, and or both of our buildings maybe, and I sent a letter out this morning to our database and to our season ticket members, just about over 22,000 of them, and I talked about expectations are fine. We should always have them, but we shouldn't make assumptions. And I feel like, you know, there's times where I just get a sense that as an organization, maybe we're looking at a slogan on the wall or three Super Bowl trophies in a locker room or Super Bowl banners at a stadium facing our audience, and we kind of assume that that's the way it's going to be. And if I let that creep into the organization, then I'm the one that has to stop that mindset. I talked to John about it. I talked to Vance about it. They understand. We had good discussions, and I'm going to talk to a lot of people in the organization about it over the next month. But I feel responsible that I allow that. And I'm not saying it's widespread, but if it is in there, as my sense is that at times it became that way, that needs to stop, and I'm in charge of doing that. On the accountability side, an entire community, 75,000 people that show up every Sunday, two other trustees, the Boland family, I feel like I'm accountable to a lot of people, and this year was disappointing and a letdown, and now we're moving forward, looking towards the future, and we got to improve things.
Joe, how much input did you have and how much discussion did you have with John about bringing back Vance Joseph?
Well, we talked a lot over the course of the whole season, really, especially the second half. And I'm glad Vance is coming back. I think there are a lot of difficult challenges that a first-year head coach faces. That's not an excuse for our performance this year. Vance knows it. We had a really good, candid conversation last night about the season. It was discouraging at times, and Vance recognized that. I mean, you look at some of the games that we just weren't competitive in. And so we got a lot of improving to do. I'm glad Vance is coming back, and I supported that decision. Nikki.
Joe, do you have any update on the stadium naming rights situation?
Yeah, I do, actually. I actually spoke with Jay Roberts this morning. He's our stadium manager, and we're in the process of having engineers looking. We're going to take the signs down. All of the exterior signage will come down here starting probably in a week or 10 days, I think. The name, Nikki, needs to remain in place for a while because we have some placeholder events both inside the building and then in the bowl itself, some concerts and stuff, and there's just some connection to that name, whether it's through ticketing or event management or things like that. I suspect by the start of the season, we'll either have a placeholder name or a name on the building that involves a corporation supporting that name. That's an important part of our capital funding moving forward. I've talked to you at length about some of the needs there, and they're extensive. We have, I think, 13 seasons left on our lease, and I'd like to wrap up the naming rights deal and then extend that because the Broncos aren't going anywhere. There's different components. It's a complicated deal to put this together, I told many of you here last year, I'm not going to put an end date on that because it's important to get the right deal. We continue to have productive discussions with companies, and I'm hoping we can get it resolved. The stadium has been terrific. I'm really proud of the way stadium management company, all of us down there, have maintained it, kept it up. It's a great environment. a lot of terrific memories already have taken place there, and I expect many more. And I look forward to resolving this naming issue as fast as we can. Over here, Troy.
Joe, it's my understanding in that letter that ticket holders or ticket prices are not going up. Mm-hmm. Following, what went into that decision? I mean, beyond the obvious, but was it kind of an olive branch based on the season and how it went? Or
well, we've raised them, you know, in good times, and then I just, you know, when you see the kind of loyalty and commitment that and emotion that our fans pour into this team, sort of the least we could do. Saw a few comments like maybe you should have lowered them, you know. You know, those aren't necessarily totally out of line, but we're not able to do that because we're going to field a competitive team each and every year, we hope. And it wasn't really too difficult a decision. Yeah, Arnie.
Hey, Joe. John said he's going to expand Gary's role in the front office. Do you think John needs some new voices and some new faces in the front office with him as well?
You know, I talked to John about that at length over the course of the season, and my role in that really is to tell John, find the best people you can and have them help you. And I'm excited that Gary's coming on. I actually met with Gary last week and had breakfast with him and talked to him on the phone again Sunday night. And I think it's going to be fun for John and for him and for us. He'll add some expertise to the proceedings. I'm excited about it. You know, John makes his own decisions, and I trust him to do that. We were in a certain place in 2010 that Pat Bowlen and myself weren't very proud of, weren't very happy about, and John came in and in many ways rescued us from that. And I'm grateful for that, and I believe in him and his work. And every time I have a conversation with him, Arnie, there's logic and common sense to his approach. You know, nobody is more upset about this year than John Elway. I can assure you of that. I might be a close second, but he's the most competitive person I know. He is driven to win, and I have full confidence that he will get us back to that status very quickly. Mark.
In addition to the football pain that you experienced, and I know in that letter you expressed gratitude for the fan support home and on the road, 5-11, what impact does that have on business? I know you have a long season ticket waiting list, but in terms of the stadium naming rights or suites or whatever?
I don't know how to answer that. I can tell you what I would tell our people on the business side is this is the time when you have to do your best work, and you have to make your best connections with our fans and with new sponsors and old sponsors I walked the parking lots before the Jets game, and I was going to try and do it before Kansas City, but I got tied up, and I thought I was going to get bombarded. You know, I took a security guard with me. I was really impressed with, and maybe it was more courtesy than actual real feelings, but I was really impressed with the passion and the honesty that fans put forward in a very straightforward, non-confrontational way. My point of telling you that is I really believe that we have a tremendous loyal following here, and we should be able to capitalize on that and treat them fairly and do things right. Well, they'll come back even when you have a year like we had this year. Now, if it keeps up, which I don't expect it to, you know, then I think you face challenges. But I think we can overcome on the business side through our hard work and our various touch points and our ability to reach out and do things the right way on the business side and show the right commitments on the football side to our fans. And maintain them and treat them correctly, and then also improve our business. So I don't see it as a situation that is going to affect us deeply on the negative side.
What was an example of that parking lot feedback that you got maybe from somebody that didn't already have three beers before kickoff?
Well, some of them did. What was the question?
What was an example of fair criticism you got that showed that passion?
Oh, it was wide ranging, and it dealt largely with players, and there was a few things on the stadium front. Certainly, there was. I mean, it was all over the place, but it was, I don't know if this is going to make sense. It was appreciative criticism. They were glad to be able to express it. So it was wide ranging, as I would have expected. But they, you know, a lot of the fans recognize the history of the team, and especially under Mr. Bolin and his terrific ownership and the success that we have. But their expectations, they haven't changed, and they shouldn't. Our fans should always expect greatness out of this organization. And if we don't deliver it, then we better figure out each and every year how to. Jeff.
Joe, I'm curious, in your discussions with John, are you from a business sense, are you in the position to do whatever you need to do on the football side right now, financially?
Yeah. Yes, that's the shortest answer I can give. We're in good shape to, I mean, I think that's the most important part of my job, is to give John and all of the football staff, coaches, operations, everybody, the resources that they need for us to be successful. And sometimes it doesn't always work out, but I really feel in the long run, if we do that each and every year, we should be set up for success.
Joe, it's clear that both you and John are emotional today. I don't want to put words in your mouth, though. What is the number one emotion you're feeling right now?
Well, I'm trying to move past the final game Sunday. It takes me longer than it takes John. John's a not only very competitive, but a former athlete competitor at a different level than the guy sitting in this chair right now. So I take it a little harder, a little longer. But that's not really, that's not really acceptable. I got to move on from it. So, disappointment still lingers. That was a tough year. And we were, as I said, we were not good in a lot of areas. We had, I think we finished 31st in the takeaway category, John and Vance, when I was listening, pointed out some of the other things that didn't go our way. And, I just, as days go by, that fixes. But you got to, what I got to do is now focus on the future. And that starts right away. And I'll be in a better mood on Wednesday than Thursday than I was on Wednesday, and Friday than I was on Thursday. And then, we'll get back to doing what we do.
Joe, you've had to do this before, after the 4-12, and lead the organization to coming back that worked. What will you remind yourself in this process now, moving forward, that you were able to accomplish, going from a disappointing year to eventually a championship season a few years later? What types of things will you remind yourself that this is what I have to be focused on moving forward?
Well, I just don't. I think every time you have a season like this, I don't have a specific answer to that, but every time you have a season like this, you should never forget. And I have this, maybe it's not the right characteristic, but I have this, I've never forgotten 2010. And I won't forget this. I remember 7-9 in 2007. I remember 6-10 in 1999, my second year here, after we had gone 14-2 and breezed through the playoffs and won the Super Bowl. I thought, you want a good wake-up call in your second year back. I remember that. And actually, Mike did a good job with that team. They were 6-10, but we were competitive and a new quarterback situation there. So I use these seasons as a reminder of what it could be, and it just makes you work harder, make sure maybe put a little more intensity to what you're doing across the organization. I talked earlier about, when Mike asked that question, about what can I do and what message can I send to the company, it creates a greater sense of urgency. And then you have to maintain that, right? You can't just say, okay, we got through 2018 and this happened or that happened. There's no guarantees what happens in 2018, but I can assure you we'll do everything we can in the next 6 months, 7 months to get things back on track.
Joe, do you plan to go through the process again this season of weeding out season ticket holders who didn't use their tickets?
We always want to put tickets in the hands of people that want to go to the games. And that process last year, we had unveiled a lot of people that just, quite frankly, were selling their seats for straight profit. And that's not what we want. We have a big waiting list, and I have always encouraged our people, let's get these tickets in the hands of people that have been waiting and that will come to games. And so that's our intention.
It's two parts, so sorry. Do you have any update or change to the succession plan in finding a controlling owner from one of Pat Bowen's seven children? And second part is, do you have an update on Pat Bowen's health?
Yeah. The first part, there's nothing that has changed. You can look back in your archives and repeat what I said then. When a child is ready, one of the adult children will be in place, and there's a few that are interested, and we stay in touch with the family and stay in touch with them and monitor their activities, but I'm not in the position of handicapping any of that. So that's where that stands. I visited with Pat last week, and he's one tough guy. He's fighting through the disease, Alzheimer's disease, and it's really, really difficult for him, but he's a strong man, and he's hanging in there and doing fine.
Joe, there's been a lot of talk about the quarterbacks today, and while nobody is perfect or even close to perfect in a draft, is it a little head-scratching that your Hall of Fame quarterback is having a difficult time identifying a young quarterback early in the draft?
Well, I don't know that he is or he isn't. I mean, you guys judge that. I trust John to make the right decisions. I would say, you know, quarterbacks are hit and miss any time. When John explained that better than I ever would up here about the how you have to adapt from going to college to the pros. But obviously, I don't underestimate the weight of that position when it comes to our franchise and our football team. And I know John and Vance will do everything they can to get that going in the right direction for us.
Joe, you said you're happy that Vance is coming back. What did you see from him this past year, specifically behind the scenes, that gives you confidence in him moving forward?
Well, I just think he began to see all the various situations and things that come up during the course of the season, and some of them he didn't. These are his words that he said to me. He didn't handle well, and some things that he did. I think he's growing into the job, and you know, a lot of people say, "Well, we don't have time for someone to grow into the job," and I respect that, I understand that, you know. I think there's some things he needs to, and I'm not going to discuss them here because I'm going to have a follow up conversation, which I said with him yesterday that he's going to have to improve on, and I know he will. He's convicted to do that. He's passionate about that. And I'm optimistic that he's going to turn into a really good coach. I really am.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks.